He joins us on the program. He is now an Oakland Raider. Linebacker Kevin Burnett joining us on Moving the Chains. Hey, Kevin, how you doing?
All is well. How are you?
Doing well also. Fine. You out on the West Coast, or where are you?
No, I'm in Miami, Florida right at the moment.
Oh, yeah. It's about 80 out here on the West Coast, too, man. I was shocked Miami let you go. Talk about that before we get into the Raider stuff.
You and me both. I mean, you got to take it how it comes. You got to understand it's part of the business. And, you know, I just want to move forward at this one time. Still a productive player. And looking forward to go put up some numbers and some wins. And let's get Raider football back where it needs to be.
Yeah, and I think you're going to meet a bunch of guys out there that are signing like crazy in Oakland. Tim and I were looking at their defense yesterday. There's a lot of new guys. They could have upwards of 9 new starters on defense.
What I gather, when you sign that many guys, you're trying to change the culture and change the dynamic. And, you know, the guys that you lose, it's unfortunate because you lose great players. But you also look at it as, you know, it's time to start something new. And what better way to start with, you know, relatively new head coach, relatively new GM, new staff. So let's see what we can do.
Yeah, and I think you're their best signing, Bud, to be honest with you. I think all the other guys that have been in and out of starting lineups, you've been a starter throughout your career. You're a guy that can rush, you can cover, you can defend the run. And looking at your history and where you grew up, can't imagine that you didn't at least have some interest in the Raiders when they were down in Los Angeles as a kid, right?
You look at – go back, and I don't care who you are. If you've been playing football any amount of time, it's 2 teams that you can see yourself playing for, the Raiders and the Cowboys. And having myself be so lucky to play for the Cowboys already and getting ready to play with the Raiders, I don't know that – you can ask for much more. I mean, now I think the only thing that I could ask more is to be a part of a winning Raiders organization.
You know, you just offended a bunch of Steeler fans, right?
Yeah, I was about to go there.
Well, you know, it's kind of hard to grow up a Steelers fan when you're on the West Coast and you really don't know much about the Steelers growing up. But, I mean, I grew up part of the in Raider and San Fran and St. Louis, or formerly the L.A. Raiders. And, I mean, you get a lot of the Dallas games, too. So, there you go. No offense to the Steelers.
none, I'm sure, intended. But we have one guy that's going to call, and you'll be on his hate list now, and we'll have to deal with him later. But, hey, you just played next to Carlos Dansby. We talk about him a lot on this show. A, describe how it was playing with him, and B, I can't believe he's not signed already.
We talk, you know, every few days, and it's, I'm going to be honest with you, it was probably the most frustrating and most discouraging 4 days of my life, given the fact that I'm a productive player despite my age, whether it be because of money, whatever the case may be. I don't see the justification in letting, you know, 2 good football players and 2 of the best linebackers that Miami's had since Zach Izzo Jr. and JT. So, I mean, it's kind of an eye-opening. It's very frustrating to haven't played alongside Carlos. I don't know that there's somebody better to play with. I mean, the guy studies the game. He plays hard. He communicates. I'm still at awe at the fact that, number one, we were let go, but number two, he's not signed. So it's rather frustrating for somebody who's played with somebody his caliber before, too.
He's an outstanding player, and we said it when those moves went down and they brought in Ellerby and Philip Wheeler. I said they didn't get better. They just got younger. That's it.
I guess that's what they were out after. And, you know, you can't blame them. You know, they want to get younger, but he could – I don't know. You know, I don't know. It's not my position to say. And I'm going to just be a player at this point. When the time comes for me to retire, then I'll talk about it more.
How about being a leader? Talk about your leadership skills. All this turnover on defense with young players. Just talk about that role that I'm sure you're going to be asked to fill.
I think myself and Andre Carter have our hands full. I mean, a young defense, myself and Andre will be the the oldest two players with a lot of playing experience. You know, I'm going to look to him a lot, but I know from past experience with him when I was at – well, when he was at Cal and I was actually being recruited out of high school, he's a very quiet guy.
Oh, he's not going to say much. I coached Dre in high school. He's not going to say much of anything.
Right. So, I'm going to look to him for the wisdom. But, I mean, at this point in time, it's time for everybody to grow up. I mean, we all got to understand this is business. It's a blessed business to be in. But understand that it's just that. And that, you know, those 4 days that I was out there, very eye-opening. And I understand they say play your last play like it's your last one. You know, who would have thought that, you know, that New England game, when I left that game, I didn't know that was going to be my last opportunity in the Miami Dolphins uniform. And that, nobody's exempt. Nobody's exempt. 100 tackles, 100 solos, don't matter. You know, you had, you know, Hall of Famers, potential Hall of Famers, not being brought back. You know, look at Reed from the Ravens. He was not asked to come back. So this game is a humbling game. And you got to understand, you got to grab the bull by its horns when you're ready. And when your number's called to be a leader, you need to do that because you may not get a chance to do it next year.